At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why did SZA fight for Ben Stiller for her music video and not John Cena? And Olivia Munn reveals which male co-star asked her to bite him. Plus, joining us again, it's our good friend, comedian, writer, and actress, Vanessa Fraction, back in the house.
Hey, I'm always glad to be here. And we also have digital creator and host from The Shade Room, it's Justin Carter!
Hey, y'all. All shade, no shade, all love. Thanks for having me again, guys. And we got a lot to dish about. So, everybody,
let's get this started. Well, a Chris Brown fan recently went viral after publicly announcing she's skipping his upcoming Breezy Bowl 20 tour. So the fan posted a video explaining her decision to not attend the concert for spiritual reasons. Check it out.
Maybe I could go. The Holy Spirit was like, no, you're not. You're not going. Does this music glorify God? Does it da 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 da? All I started hearing was so many different things in my, yo, I literally was like, yo, you know what, forget it.
Okay.
Well, Transformia could be a song about baptisms.
It could. Yeah. It could. Yeah. I don't know what Love You Back to Sleep would be about. Ooh. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what, sister? I think she should stay faithful to her spiritual walk. If you don't need to be listening to no carnal music and you feel like that's going to bring you closer to the world instead of God.
Well, right. I think you prophesized that because, see, Breezy came across the video, so it was her speaking about the Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got excited. stay with Jesus, baby, if you need him.
But, yo, she's saying what she said. Made Chris Brown see the video, and he responded directly in the comment section. He wrote, don't worry, love. Don't come if it's making you feel this way. God bless you.
Oh. Yeah, why you say that sexy?
Go to the closet.
Feel like I'm trying not to feel...
I was trying to do it when he still had the list.
Go to a Clark Sisters concert.
Okay.
Well, after Chris Brown said what he said, the fan followed up, clarifying her stance.
This time,
she distanced her decision from religion and reframed it as a matter of personal growth.
Well, what?
So she's all confused.
She liked it when she put it on religion. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I like that. That made a little bit more sense.
She's easily swayed, apparently.
The story's not over. We're going to find her on the front row.
She'll end up at a sexy red concert instead.
Breezy just flying over her. Anyway, look, moving on. Despite pressure to cast John Cena, SZA stood on business when casting Ben Stiller in her Drive video. Talking to Ben on the Severance podcast, SZA explained why she couldn't let John Cena take the role, even though she loves John too. She told Ben... They tried to get me to concede. It was John Cena. And I was like, no, I need my Ben. Please. I can't even believe you said yes. They were like, no. It's too far-fetched. It's never going to happen. And I was like, okay, well, I can't see it any other way. I don't know about my sister accent, but I tried
you
in
did,
that
you
moment.
Did that. You did that.
Sizzler.
I moment. Yeah.
It was a sizzler. But who you feeling? You feel that she was riding for, it was good to ride for Ben, or should she have
You
went
gotta ride
with
for
John?
Your vision. Like, if you wanted Ben still in the video when you came up with the concept, the idea, you feel like it's achievable, go for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, SZA knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. But John Cena is fun. I loved him in like Ricky Stenicki and stuff like that. He has a lot of different, you know, ways that he could be, so I can feel that. But I like the Ben, like they said, though, I would be like, oh, he's gonna do it? You know what I mean? So that...
Because you don't see him outside as much as you see John Cena. Like, you close your eyes and open it, you have
There's
a good chance of seeing John Cena or something. So I'm glad she was able to pull that out of
retirement.
I'm glad
she held it down. Stand on business, girl.
All right, well, 21 Savage, he recently switched up his style and showed off a new look inspired by The Godfather. 21, he took to IG and posted a bathroom selfie, which showed him with his hair grown out with the caption... Thinking about going throwback Snoop on you female dogs. Well, Snoop, he later reacted to the homage by reposting the photo on his own IG page, adding, quote, my dog. So.
Well, you think they're using to maintain that body and luxuriousness of
I don't know, but you know, the sisters used to, back in the day, use that mane and tail. The, you remember that mane and tail with the horse? Tail. They used that for the horses and stuff? Mm-hmm.
Wow. It was like kind of like a really stiff kind of grease, right?
Mm-mm. It was a shampoo.
Oh.
I like it, but it is giving a little bit of show enough. Just a touch.
Oh, a lot of
a little last drag.
Now, come on now.
Give it kiss my Converse.
Don't come for him.
Kiss my Converse.
That's a compliment.
Well, moving on. Olivia Munn recently had a co-star ask her to bite him really hard during a scene. During the premiere of her new Apple TV Plus series, Your Friends and Neighbors, Olivia revealed that she was instructed, per the script, to bite John Hamm, of all people, during one of their many sex scenes and felt very timid about it until he reassured her. She said, I was nervous, but he just kept saying, it's okay, bite really hard. And then I did, and he's a pretty tough guy.
Oh.
He's a very tough guy. Okay, so why do you think they added the bite part in the sex scene?
Because it's you know, it's natural.
It is primal.
Primal. You know, I will say that is kind of my thing. You know, I like to, you know, I like.
Tell us.
I like to be bitten and to get, you know, do the biting and.
Nibbled or bit hard?
Well, you know, I'm light skinned, so I will, okay? You can't bite me too hard now.
Go Olivia Munn. And you know, John Hamm is known for having some nice ham. So, yeah.
But she's married to John Mulaney. They just had a baby. They just had a whole baby out here. So, how was your day at work? Man, I had to bite John Hamm.
Hard.
And
you know, she's smiling low
don't
key.
Don't leave because, off the hard.
Yeah, I had to
man,
bite.
I had to bite John Hamm hard.
Okay. All right, well, it's time for a
Dish Debate.
All right, well, here we go. Dax Shepard has candidly discussed the subject of flirting while married. On a recent episode of his podcast, Armchair Expert, Dax and his close friend and co-host, Monica Patman, got to talking about queer baiting. Take a look.
Are you queer baiting or what?
We have talked about that I flirt with men and women.
Yeah, you flirt with everyone.
That's right. But I don't think I'm queer baiting.
Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you lost that right when you got married.
I don't think so.
That's me. I'm very sexual on the energy, even when I don't want to be. But I'm more sexual on the energy when my husband's not around. Somehow I'm able to control it when he's looking at
me. That's most people.
All of a sudden, I got all kind of self-control when he's sitting there. But let him not. I'll be like this, like, what you say, Justin? Okay, you said that, baby. Like, you know what I mean? And I know I'm not finna bust a grape at harvest time, but still, it's just, it's that energy. You kind of still want that I got it feeling.
Yeah,
and
yeah that's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
We're all human. And you know, we're sexual beings. That's why we're created.
We are.
And you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you shouldn't be looking at me like that, Justin, because them eyes.
What you mean?
I feel like you queer baiting.
Somebody about to get bit.
I feel like somebody finna get
bit. No.
But I want to clarify something though. Because queer baiting is when someone that is straight is having eyes for someone that is queer, right?
Right, but it's in a flirtatious way. They're not 100% trying to go all in.
So I think Dax needs to clarify whether or not he's ever...
What has he done?
Dabbled
with the dribble.
I'm against queer baiting.
I am too.
Don't play with people.
I am too.
Don't do that.
But I'm not queer baiting because I've been with somebody on my side before.
Oh, okay.
But I still do when I'm in the streets. I still will flirt with a lady as well. I'm like, girl...
Ooh.
Girl, okay, enough of that because my husband gonna see this. All right, up next, Joey Lawrence and his brothers regret changing their last names. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay. Lots of stars have stage names, including Joey Lawrence. When Joey started acting, his parents decided to use his middle name as his last name, and then it was passed on to his younger brothers, Matthew and Andrew. At a recent 90s con appearance, Joey said, in the earlier 80s, I was like, no one can pronounce Mignona. We're going to need to water this down. There are silent G's, you know, because you spell our last name like filet mignon, mignon, or like filet mignon. So they were like, let's call him Joey Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And the brothers said they wish they could go back to their real last name because having two different names complicates things like traveling, you know. Mm-hmm. So do you think the two younger brothers resent that really, or, you know?
They might resent it now, but let's just say if they got in some type of trouble and then had to rebrand themselves, then you could go back to your family moniker of Mignon.
Mignon.
Well, they have the power to change if they want,
they
right?
Could. Yeah. It's not like they resetting anything hardcore that's going on right now. Like,
but when you start using, and you should, you can speak on this because you use Headcrack as your stage name, and a lot of people do not know your real name. So, like, when it comes to traveling and booking tickets and stuff like that, do you run into anything?
No, it actually makes it easy because you know how people gotta get fake names when they they check at the hotels. No, it's my government name. You'll never find me.
You'll never find me.
Huh.
I like it.
All right, well, we all know the Marvel Cinematic Universe is big business. And of course, Avengers Infinity War was the highest grossing Marvel movie, raking in over $2 billion worldwide, a huge success. But White Lotus star Carrie Coon was not feeling the love after doing the voice and motion capture for the character Proxima Midnight in Infinity War.
That was her?
That was her?
That was her.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
She wasn't feeling the love.
I thought that was an elegant man.
Another argument. So her husband, Tracy Lett, said that Marvel asked Carrie to be in the sequel, but when she asked for more money, they said that they were not giving her a raise, according to him. They said, you should feel yourself fortunate to be a part of the Marvel Universe. So she declined altogether.
I don't like how they said you should find yourself fortunate, first of all.
That's shady.
Baby is from the Gilded Age, and I absolutely love her in the Gilded Age. She has a really good resume, and you got to stand your ground sometimes where it's like, oh, okay, you should find yourself fortunate that I want to be a part of this because now I'm in the White Lotus.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So,
give people their coins.
Talk to them better than that.
Former Bachelorette star Gabby Windey moved into the lady pond when she married her wife Robbie Hoffman. But before she came out, she competed on Dancing with the Stars, and she says guest judge Michael Bublé was kind of pervy. Check it out.
He like literally looked me up and down on the way to my trailer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm for sure getting a 10 out of this
guy. Yeah, there's no way.
Yes.
Do you think he was trying to flirt by giving you a 9?
I don't know. That is not the way to flirt with me.
I love Gabby Windey and I love Dancing with the Stars. And yeah, she probably did deserve a 10 because she killed it her season.
I mean, it depends on how she did in that particular dance. I mean, because you could have killed the whole season, but maybe that was your off night.
Right.
Where you didn't stick the landing on every move.
And I don't think just because he was eye-banging you that he has to give you a 10. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not an indication. I'm still supposed to stay true to my judging. You know what I'm saying? It isn't as if he asked you for some and you said no and then he demoted you. You know what I mean? He was just, you know, you was in his eyesight and he, you know, lingered on that look.
I can't figure out what kind of ist that is, but that is an ist of some sort. To where, you're supposed to give me the 10 because you was looking at me that way, and that was the currency.
That's pretty girl stuff. You're supposed to do something because Right.
Yeah. You might be a pretty girl, but you danced ugly, and you got a 9.
Up next, Christina Milian is spilling some tea about a big pop star and a stripper. Find out what she said right after the break. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Carrie Hilson recently spoke about what some may say was the biggest career mistake ever, and that's recording a diss track about Beyoncé. That did not go over well for Miss Hilson, and some even say it stunted her career. Well, Carrie says she regrets it, but it wasn't quite her fault. Check this out.
It was quite forceful.
In an executive artist way?
Yeah, in an executive artist way only.
Mm-hmm.
Involving others and kind of threatening my career in a sense, in a real sense. Like, you're not coming, because my album wasn't out yet. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you're not coming out if you don't do this.
Wow. Deep. Mm-hmm. Deep.
Mm. I felt her pain.
I feel so bad for Carrie. I do. These artists go through it with these labels and producers. They, get their arms twisted to, put out narratives that, they don't even know behind the scenes is happening. And, you know, y'all know Carrie. She is, I mean, I feel like she's just been unproblematic.
Yes.
She's super sweet in person. I've met her. Mm-hmm. I've messaged her. We've tried to do some business with Carrie at the Shade Room, and so sweet. So for that to happen to her, it's just awful. I feel bad for her.
Something about that story that I actually do feel for her. She has so much talent. She's getting back out there, and I hope that, you know, a lot of us have short memories anyway, and I hope we just forget about all that, and let's start fresh with Carrie.
No, the Beehive has long-term memory, and that's why, there's always something going on. And the crazy thing is, the same people that made her do that record who get to be in anonymity, they went on to work with Jay-Z and Beyonce in different capacities and didn't receive none of that same smoke.
Really? You gotta give me the extra tea after we go off, because it seemed like you know some more stuff.
All right, well, moving on. Christina Milian, she is reminiscing on brighter times and telling us about an epic night that involves strippers, and a major pop and R&B diva. But Christina, she refused to give us the name of that diva she was talking about. So check out this story and see if you can figure out who she was talking about.
So eventually the strippers are like, you know, oh my God, they're starting to get bored because no one's paying attention to them. So they go up to this girl and they're like, so we're going to leave because nobody's paying attention to us. And they're holding their clothes in their hand. And she says,
F up and dance.
Who was it?
Who was it?
Who do we know?
With that patois?
I don't know. Who was it?
Let's give it a little re-read.
He's shut up and done.
Y'all think it's Rihanna?
Maybe.
That's what the street
says. Maybe it was Grace Jones.
It was Rihanna or Sam Smith.
I don't know who it was.
It was giving a little British. You know?
Right, I don't know who that is. Who has that
dance,
attitude?
Dance for me.
I mean, Lizzo, if you believe the people that was traveling with her.
Not with the accent.
Yeah, no, I never seen her with a weed.
And I thought about Nikki too.
Okay.
You know, Nikki.
Okay,
you know,
because she has a little Caribbean.
She got a little Caribbean in her. She got, you know, personas.
Yes, you know, and that so definitely sounds her. Like a line. Okay, you just gave that some texture. That could be Nikki or Sister Ree.
It could. But I'm leaning more towards Rihanna because I could just see that.
I am too.
So
they look like they hang a little bit more. Mm-hmm, but you never know. I like how you did that though.
Yeah.
That made me wonder. Mm-hmm. Reasonable doubt up in here. Mm-hmm.
Let me go investigate.
Well, coming up next, man, guess which legendary star almost became a farmer after his success? Got that tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So in an episode of Mythical Kitchen's Last Meals, Kevin Bacon shared why he wanted to live in a funky, small, rundown farmhouse after his claim to fame in the 80s. Check him out.
You know, I just thought to myself, I'll just be a guy with a dog and live alone. I don't need anything. I don't need anybody. Yeah. It's corny. I got a song called Chop Wood, Carry Water, but I like to chop wood and carry water.
So what we think about this? Is he tripping?
And sometimes you just want to hear the birds chirp in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't live in Midtown.
Yeah, and when you're younger, the city life, street life, all that stuff, it hums, it moves. You trying to hum, you trying to move.
Uh-huh.
The older you get, the slower you trying to move.
Yeah.
And the farm life just seems so much better. Just get a horse, couple sheep.
And take it down to Old Town Road, right?
Okay.
But yo, I follow Kevin Bacon on Instagram, and yo, he be outside, like moving around New York. He be on the train, he be on the buses.
Okay.
I couldn't even picture country farmhouse Kevin
country
Bacon
kid.
Because he know how to move through the city. When you see people who you too famous to be out here dolo like this, and him maneuvering and thriving, it's like, nah, you where you supposed to be, man.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, he got enough money, right? He can do both.
Right.
He can have the best of both worlds.
Just keep a nice condo or something in the city, and then stay close enough that you can drive out to your country farm.
He also get some noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It'd be as quiet as you want it to be.
Come on, now.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Vanessa and Chester, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us.
This was so much fun as always. Justin, you're a gem, honey.
Thank you. You are too.
Thank
I love y'all.
Hey, y'all be cool and cancel the noise around you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.